Next, we have proposed flea market and event hall, 113 Columbus, Forsyth. Anybody out there? No? You ready?
Well, is the applicant? I don't see the applicants.
Is the applicant here for 113 Columbus, Forsyth?
Would he be outside?
Let's try one more time.
Postpone it to the end. If he doesn't show up, postpone it to the next month's meeting.
If he's not out there.
Mm-hmm. Bring it back up before the meeting's over and see if there's anybody here. And
do we need a motion for that, or
no,
we can just move
wait
it
till the end.
Okay.
Let's see what's back.
No go? Okay, we'll move it back to the end, see if they show up. Next, we've got five or six structures located on 5 acres of Buena Vista Road, Branson.
She's out there seeing if there's anybody else for your project, and then we'll get started here pretty quick.
In the name of safety, if there's anybody game to step outside and allow the people to come in and social distance and sit down for the next, we'll be sure and call you out. Had a few come in.
Oh, yeah. Yep, just waiting on you. Case number 2028, the applicant, Darren Brandt, is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit allowing the development of 5 or 6 one-bedroom cabins on approximately 5.5 acres for vacation or nightly rental to be located off Buena Vista Road in Branson. The property will be served by a private well for water and an on-site septic systems for wastewater. The adjoining properties are as follows. North, 7-acre residential parcel. East is a 2.8 approximate acre residential parcel. West is a 10-acre residential parcel. And south is a 3-acre that's primarily agricultural. This project received a total score of 9 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet.
I did not get that one pulled up, and I will.
I don't know if that makes a difference, but I know he stated one bedroom. These will be two bedroom, if that makes any difference at all.
It won't for your wastewater, because the minimum we can do is two bedroom. So on a wastewater system, there's not one for one, but there is for two. So here's our location. I'll zoom out. This is Highway 248. This is where the underground is, Table Rock asphalt, and all their mining. Does everybody have a feel where we are on 248? This is the road that comes out at Walmart through Branson Hills. Here's our Buena Vista This is actually the city limits of Branson. This is the big RV park on Buena Vista. Here's a concept picture on that curve of how you would distribute the cabins. And of course, for our staff recommendations is our standard Division 3 nightly rental, which I have emailed all these to the applicants before this meeting. That, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening.
Oh, so is there any questions that you guys have for me?
Just, do you have a quick overview of what Scott has said? Anything to add to that, or?
No, that's pretty much it. The plan, I talked with Road and Bridge about giving access with viewing area up in here, and then we'll bring parking lot down through this area. No access on this portion, and then each house will be taken off from there.
When did you talk to them?
It was prior to the November 9th. I don't exactly know the date.
Who did you talk to?
I wouldn't know that either. Not off the top of my head. I have that in my notes. They're, if you want to call him supervisor, he was actually out at that access and was looking at it when we were talking to him. As of right now, there is no access to the property at all.
So,
I used to own it.
Where's the property at?
Excuse me, sir. You're not, if you've signed up to speak, you can speak at your time, but you need to respect the process. Is that what type of road is that in front of it? I didn't catch that. A county road, or?
Yeah, it's a county, but like on a commercial, typically I get informed of that and go look and do the approval, and I never did get that brought before me, because a commercial is different than the residential that the supervisors typically approve.
Okay.
The width of the entrance would be wider. You know, it typically is 40 feet. For a commercial.
Whoever I talked to, which I'll have to get back with my notes, we were actually talking more like 60 feet.
How many?
There was 60 feet. There was a barrier from one culvert to two culverts. And I thought, like I was talking with him, that I don't think we want access to be too tight. So we wanted to do the two culvert situation. And I wanted to say that he said it was around 60 feet, but I have to go back and look at that.
Yeah, and that would require a clean out.
In between the culverts, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
In order to access it and keep them cleaned out.
Sure.
But there would only be one entrance for all of them, correct?
Yeah. Again, I don't remember who I was talking to. But as you go down that road, I kind of came to the conclusion as well. I told him, and then he kind of agreed with it, that once you're coming down this is a sharp turn and very steep. So anybody coming into this access here is going to be totally blindsided. And then if anybody was coming up, they're not going to be going fast enough, and they'll have enough viewing area for somebody to be turning off at this point. But I didn't feel, I mean, from a liability standpoint, I don't feel like any of this area is safe enough for a turnout. So that's why that was really the only access that I knew about.
Any other questions? Anybody in the audience here to speak on behalf of the application, for the application? Okay. Those in the audience that are here to speak opposed to the application? And do you have any kind of order, or have you all talked previously, or we just start at one side of the room and go to the other? Does that sound good? Okay, why don't you go ahead and have a seat? We'll just start at the front here. So first and second row, no, right? Third row. Who wants to go first? Let's knock out row three.
My name's Bob Womack. I I live at 527 Breckenridge, which is just past the property, but it swings back around. I also partners with the underground across the street. Got 300 acres. It's sitting in there. It joins Buena Vista and goes all the way across to 248 and basically goes down to the apartment, Sycamore Apartments, I think is the name of them. And as far as I'm personally concerned with my home that I bought down there, I'm interested, when I bought it, I was interested in having a quiet area. They're all dead end roads down there, and I never was had any intentions of ever building anything else. As far as we know, with basically with the underground, our clients are, they like it grown up. They don't need a lot of activity around it. And I think we've got one, Gail is going to get up and speak to that here in just a little bit. But I want everybody to know that I'm very much against this. We don't need any more traffic on the road. It's already narrow. It's not a safe road. Not saying that we need to improve the road. We like it narrow. We like where we live. And you can see this by the amount of people that came in here. We are against it.
So where is your home in comparison to the map? Is it?
I'm all around, but it comes back. I'm back up. I'm going right.
Here's Breckenridge. This road right here.
Breckenridge. I'm right in here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's five and a half acres here. That's where I'm at. And, of course, everything on this side is the underground. It's 300 acres. I wonder, have they done engineering on this property yet? The potential builder?
Doesn't sound like it.
They have or they haven't?
I don't know the answer to that.
They approval before they...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, they're looking at spending a lot of money there if it's passed. And I just can't imagine recouping it like what they do, because I build a lot. So... And that's all I got to say, but I wanted to go on record that I'm against it 100%.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Next.
It's okay if I take this.
Did you get that?
He said, is it okay if I take this off?
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm Jim Alkire. My wife and I own the RV park that's right around the corner from this place. Of course, we're against it. Our concern basically is more traffic, and also this is a nightly rental. Is that, am I understanding that correctly, that it will be nightly?
Yes, sir.
Who knows but what type of folks we'll get for neighbors on a nightly basis. And then the other thing, and I'm not a traffic engineer, but we've been there 21 years, and that corner on Buena Vista is a really short sight distance. Dave's going to talk here in a minute, too, about that. But that's really going to create a dangerous situation as far as the getting in and out of that driveway, and that's you know, part of what my complaint is, but the other is we've got enough traffic on Buena Vista now. Most of it, or a lot of it, is going through that new cutoff to Branson Meadows back there, and then some of it, of course, comes into our RV park. But this is going to create yet even more past that point. These are going to be folks that don't know the road real well, and I can just see that it may be fraught with some hazards. So that's about all I've got, but I just want to go on record as being against it, that we don't need more traffic.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Dave Thomas is my name. Fighting is my game. On the road right there in front of my, I own the property right across the street, or from the road from that. Thomas Circle. I got that 2.8 acres. There has been four accidents in front of my house since I've lived there. One person's got killed. Okay? This is no lie. It's all on record. And